It's time once again for Insight with Jack Sogler on the Ford Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Insight on this steamy Wednesday evening from our Wayne Street FR radio station location.
Yes, soon to be probably the Wabash Communications Studio will be the name of it.
Really?
Yep, that they're going to do a major sponsorship of some of the equipment when we get to our FM station in a few months. And I believe Chuck is working on that part of it, but I think it's going to be the Wabash Communications Studio.
Awesome. Fantastic. See, I learned stuff, you know? And I'm going to learn a lot tonight because we have two very impressive, intriguing groups that we're talking to this evening. And later on, we'll be talking to some representatives from the Neurological Center.
Yep.
As they celebrate their 40th anniversary.
Yep.
But first, we have representatives from Assure. We have Tanya Byron, Marilyn Collig, and John Yoder. Is it John Yoder or John Potato Salad?
Yoder's just the brand name.
Yeah, I go by both.
Very good. Well, guys, I tell you what, you are representing Assure, and Assure stands for the Area Suicide Support Resources.
You got it.
So let's start with, how long has Assure been around, and how long have you been involved?
I'm Tanya, and I've been involved since the very beginning. We got a group of people together and started doing Out of the Darkness walks. That is through the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention, or AFSP. We started doing those in 2015. And then I think our first walk was in 16. And then we kind of decided that we wanted to branch out a little bit. AFSP is a great organization. They are wonderful. But a majority of what they do is research and education. We wanted to raise a little bit of money for the local folks who are struggling with thoughts of suicide, or maybe have some expenses related to a suicide, those kind of things. We wanted to keep that money local, so we started Assure so that we could have a little more control over the money that we raise.
Yeah, and we also still do financially support AFSP. Mm-hmm. Because we realize that the what they do is important. So,
John, how long have you been involved with the group?
That's a great question. I really don't know. probably 5 to 6 years would be my guess. Time flies so fast. And it's been a great organization.
And Marilyn, what about you?
I've been involved for 5 years now. And the reason I got involved was because my husband committed suicide 28 years ago.
Oh, wow. So, from that experience and hearing about this group, you thought that you could not only help, but it probably helped you as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, John and Tanya, what caused you guys to get involved?
So, when I became involved, it was after a close friend and co-business owner passed away from suicide. And so that's when I decided to get involved, as well as, unfortunately, in the last 2 to 3 years, I think I've lost 2 or 3 people that I know to suicide. And, you know, before that, that was really did not impact me tremendously.
Yeah. Tanya?
I got involved because my stepdad died by suicide. And it happened to be John's friend. And I also had a nephew that died by suicide about the year before. And so that's been 2011 and 2012. So,
but, you know, it seems like It's becoming more and more prevalent. Do you guys find that, or do you have any numbers that support that?
So is it actually more prevalent or more reported?
I think a little bit of both. I think, I mean, it's hard for me to say, and I think the three of us sitting here, it's hard for us to say, because this is a passion for us. So it we see it more because we're attuned to it. But I would say the other side of that is why we're hearing about it more and more is kind of a good thing, because that means the stigma is coming down off of it, and people are starting to feel okay to talk about it, and you know that, hey, my dad did that or my sister did that, and I think that's a little more, it's more prevalent now.
I do have some stats from the Sheriff's Department from Mercer County. And so far this year, in 2024, we've had three suicide attempts, and 14 suicide threats. And comparing to last year of 2023, we had 2 suicides, 16 suicide attempts, and 41 suicide threats. And I'm going to skip over a whole bunch of those years and go to 2017, where there was 1 suicide, 23 attempts, and 78 threats.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think you hear so much more about mental health and mental wellness, and it just seems like it's much more talked about. It's much more of an awareness thing now.
Absolutely, and thank heavens for that.
Yeah,
because mental health should be treated just like if you break a leg, you go to the doctor. If you're not feeling okay in your mind and in your heart and in your emotions, you need to go to the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break and come back and talk about the community walk that you guys have that is coming up here. And I think this next week, I guess, isn't it?
Yep.
So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous 3-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce, and on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our 2 lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
The Center for Neurological Development in Burkittsville will be celebrating their 40th anniversary on Sunday, September 8th from 2 to 6 p.m. The facility has been serving impaired children and adults who, because of damage to their brain cells, suffer from physical, cognitive, speech, visual, and or perceptual handicaps, and most of us know someone who has benefited from treatment there. They invite the public to stop by their facility and help them celebrate 40 years of helping people all around the area. You can take a self-guided tour of the facility, and there will be lots of entertainment, along with drinks and hors d'oeuvres. Bugaboo the Clown will be there, and there will be live music by the Green DeVilles. Join the Center for Neurological Development on Sunday, September 8th from 2 to 6 as they celebrate their 40th anniversary of improving the quality of life for the citizens of our area.
We're back. Insight. We're back. Talking to representatives from Assure. We have Tanya Byron, Marilyn Collig, and John Yoder. And we're talking about the Assure organization. Tanya, I think you're the chairman of it?
Correct.
Yep. And so what type of services does Assure offer?
We all look at each other. Well, we do just about anything. We help people with counseling costs. We've helped with funeral expenses. We've helped with aftermath expenses. We have been providing resources to doctors, first responders, schools, counselors, anybody, churches, funeral homes, anybody we can think of, to give them resources, let them know about us. We also have been doing outreach at the different local schools. In fact, I think we have a speaker coming to the Fort Recovery High School next, sometime in September. I don't remember the exact date. So thank you to them for letting us, allowing him to come in and speak to them about suicide awareness.
But that's seriously right up our alley as far as what our goals and strategy is as an organization is to be proactive at communicating with our community, communicating with children. We're going to be working on doing some marketing coming up to get into the local businesses. So we're extremely excited to be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's talk about, okay, so when you talk about your goals, okay, talk a little bit further about, you know, what you envision your role being in the community in regards to this.
So I would say that our goals are to continue to be supportive, continue to be active in the community, continue to look for feedback from our community as far as how we can help and how we can give back. And I don't think any of us are going to be completely satisfied until we have complete awareness in our community. But, you know, a lot of the awareness boils down to friends and family. So much of that is awareness of your friends and your family and coworkers and how you address that, because I think that scares a lot of people. I think, quite frankly, people are like, I don't know what to do. And the most important thing to do right up front is just listen.
I spoke to a group yesterday, and I said, all you can do is try. Like that, I know you're not a crisis intervention specialist or anything like that, but just try. Don't leave the person alone. Try.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, and I think the fear is, what if I say the wrong thing?
You can't.
Yeah.
You're caring about them if you're talking to them and listening to them. You can't say the wrong thing.
The worst thing that you can do is say nothing.
Absolutely.
And ignore that, think that the issue is going to go away. And, you know, one thing that I wrote down real quick is that, you know, there is a national hotline now for the suicide awareness and prevention, and that's 988. So that's an important number, and I think that you can even text that as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that will give somebody right to a specialist right away to be able to start talking to someone.
And they do know more or less what to say, but as you said, saying nothing is the wrong thing. Just if you're talking to them, the chances of them actually doing something right then is very slim. It's not impossible, but if you're talking to them and letting them understand that they are heard,
mm-hmm.
even if not understood, they're at least heard, and that you, a person, either a friend or an acquaintance or even a stranger, actually care,
yeah,
and willing to listen. That's a big deal.
So you talked about having the speaker that's coming into the high school. And before the show, you talked about kind of a partnership that you created with Wright State. So,
yep.
Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. a couple of years ago, probably 2 years ago, we started talking about, okay, we want to get more outreach. We want to get into more places and do some talking and, you know, hit up the Kiwanis groups and, you know, hit up the civic organizations and just spread awareness.
Yeah.
And none of us are really super awesome at public speaking, except for John. John's awesome. So we were like, what can we do? Who can we tap into? And it was like, well, gosh darn, let's call Wright State. They've got, you know, a psychology program. So we touched base with a couple of professors there, and they were like, yes, let's do it. So there is their psychology club. They have a couple of students who put together a presentation, and they peddle that presentation around Mercer County, and we'll speak to anybody who will listen to them. It's about 20 minutes long, about mental health and about suicide awareness. And it's just been a super awesome thing. The kids are passionate. They're not kids, they're adults. But, you know, the students are passionate, and they're excited about helping out. And it's given them something to do to give back and feel good about. And it's been a really lift, a big lift for us.
Well, and I'm sure it gives them hands-on experience in a field that they've got passion in.
Yep. It's been great. They've been wonderful.
Fantastic. So, one of the reasons that you're here right now is you have an event coming up. So why don't you share a little bit, and they're all looking at Marilyn like she's the expert on this. So
Tanya is the expert.
So Marilyn, you talk to us about the community walk that's coming up.
Okay, this year's walk is going to be Saturday, September 7th. It's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Registration is at 8:30. It's held out at the Mercer County Fairgrounds. And as Tanya would say, you can walk, roll, run, bring your dog, bring your kids, bring your stroller.
Bring grandma. It's fine. Yeah.
Or come sit in on the bench and talk to people and watch.
Exactly. You don't have to walk. There's no cost involved. Just come out and share in the day with us.
So there is no cost that's involved. This isn't necessarily a money maker then.
It is. We ask for sponsors. And we send out sponsorship letters to lots and lots of community businesses and stuff like that. So a lot of the businesses are our sponsors.
Yeah.
Now, there are people who give donations during the walk, but it's not required or expected or anything like that.
Marilyn's going to stand up and show me the back of her shirt, and we'll recognize these businesses here.
This was last year's group.
They are. Thank you, sponsor. Oh, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Reynolds, Busher Feeds, Homestretch Sports, Mercer Health, Enyart Flooring, Garmin Miller, Sites Electric, Busher Farms, Complete Automotive, Slina Eagles, I think, is on there.
Yep.
Garmin Miller.
Got the Moose.
The Catholic
Moose.
Social Services.
Performance Physical Therapy.
Fantastic.
Plantique.
And there's a whole list of other businesses that I think probably three dozen, maybe more
that were lesser sponsors but still sponsors.
So do you have any money makers throughout the year that you
not really. This is our big one.
Yeah, so I mean, so when we do have the money makers and the supporting events, we do actually have one right now that's going on that through now and until I believe the Saturday of the event.
Yeah, they're going to pick them up that day. It's actually, we can take orders until September 4th. Holman Nursery, Tim Holman has been so generous. He's donated us hydrangea plants.
Oh, awesome.
And they're $20 a piece. All the money that he collects is going to go to Assure. And we just fill out a card for him. They bring the card out to the fairgrounds. It's the day of the walk, and they get their plant from him.
Fantastic. That's a great thing for Home and Nursery to do. And mm-hmm. So you touched on what your resources are used for.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I forgot one thing.
Yeah.
We have a scholarship program that we have set up, and it's for any high school student, college student, or adult that's been affected by suicide, or someone going into the mental health field, either a high school student, a college student, or an adult who's seeking further education in that field.
Fantastic.
We were able to give out 4 this year. That was pretty cool.
Fantastic. But so you look to the future, okay? What would you like for Assure to become?
I'd like to not be needed anymore.
Yeah.
That would be ultimate. That's, you know,
sure,
a pretty big dream, but I would like to see us not be used. I would like for us to get a speaker in every school in Mercer County. I would like everybody to know who we are, not because we're awesome, but because they know where to get the resources for someone who needs help.
So what is that method? So if I'm a parent, if I'm a friend, mm-hmm. and I just want to talk to somebody about this loved one that I'm worried about, what do I do?
If you're wanting to just reach out to someone and connect with someone, we are not crisis intervention folks. I mean, certainly you can reach out to us, but we are going to lead you to that 988. We're going to lead you to a counseling agency or something along those lines. But if we're willing to talk to absolutely anybody. I know anytime I hear of someone like, oh, so-and-so's brother passed away from suicide, I'm like, hey, do they want to talk? I'll talk to them. Like, you know, or I'll be like, hey, you got to let them be mad. It's okay. They're going to be mad for a little while, but they got to go through those emotions, you know, but I'm right here. We'll get a group together and talk to them. We started a support group a couple of years ago, but it didn't really fly. We didn't have a lot of people show up. And part of that is still the stigma, and we're in an area that, you know, you take care of your own, you don't spread it out, and so that it didn't go so well. But we are always willing to sit down with somebody, you know, we'll get a little group together and sit down.
And I think that, you know, our walk is a prime example. You know, our walk is a prime example of part of the healing process. If you want something that's not in your face, if you want something that is truly a support group, you know, we'll have a few organizations there that we're going to have the Veterans Association mm-hmm. of Mercer County there to be able to talk about, you know, how 22 veterans a day pass away from suicide. So they realize how important it is to be aware and to be supportive of our veterans. But, you know, our walk is so supportive. We also, for the last 2 years, we've been able to set up a booth at the Mercer County Fairgrounds in the commercial building to just be there. We're not in your face. We're laid back. And it's just truly amazing how many people have walked by and have taken the time to say, you know, this is how suicide has impacted my life. Whether it's a close friend, a family member, or somebody that attempted suicide. And, you know, so when Marilyn was talking about those numbers earlier, those are just the numbers of people that have attempted suicide that have been reported.
Yeah. Exactly. There's so many more that are not reported.
Yeah. So I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break. And when we come back, we're going to touch on the walk and all these things and kind of put a nice bow around this. And we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Since 1989, Case IH Maxim Series tractors have earned a reputation for longevity, reliability, and productivity. Find out how the latest generation of Maxim can raise your productivity at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Start with the Active Drive 8 dual clutch transmission, delivering a wider range of working speeds without torque interruptions or manual gear changes. And with models ranging from 116 to 145 horsepower plus a two-wheel drive option, there's a Case IH Maxim Series tractor to meet your needs. To learn more, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
It's time for supper and you don't have time to make a great meal. No problem. Let Miracle Lanes come to the rescue. With their full menu of great food, everybody can get what they want. Subs, sandwiches, wraps, salads, wings, and of course their great pizza. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And don't miss their pizza wing and salad buffet on Friday at lunch. And remember to call and reserve your lanes for that special birthday party, family get-together, holiday party, or just for fun. Great food, great friends, great times. Miracle Lanes, open Monday through Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11. Miracle Lanes will be closed on Labor Day. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Our Lady Indians have won both of their matches so far this season, and tomorrow evening they'll begin their MAC schedule as they travel to Marion Local to take on the always tough Lady Flyers. That will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and the NFHS video will be available. Friday night it'll be back to football as our Indians will travel over to Urbana to take on the Hill Climbers. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with our pregame show starting at 6:40. The NFHS video will be available for that game. Then on Saturday morning, it will be back to volleyball as our Lady Indians will travel down to Arcanum. JV starts at 10, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the varsity match starting around 11:30. The NFHS video will also be available for that match. Get out to all the games you can to cheer on our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back inside. Talking to Tanya, Marilyn, and John from Assure, the Area Suicide Support Resource Group. And we talked about the person that's getting into the school. So, and you talked about the Wright State student. So is the person that's going into these schools a Wright State student, or is that somebody different?
That's somebody different. His name is Chad Dunlap, and he's from an organization called Upshift with Chad. He is a professional motivational speaker, and his focus is on mental health. And he shares his story. As a teenager, he found his best friend who had died by suicide. And he talks a lot. He had addiction issues when he was young. So he talks a lot about that, a lot about mental health, addiction, suicide awareness, and how you can get out of that and how to help people and how to motivate yourself and take care of your mental health. And if you've ever met him, he is a super energetic guy. Yeah. Like, and he can, he really relates to the kids, and they dig him. So far, he's been in Marion Local, he's been in St. Henry, and like I said, he's coming to Fort Recovery in September. So we'd really like to get him in the remaining schools in Mercer County. Yeah. So we're working on him.
Fantastic. So is there an Assure Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page and we have a website, and it's all under Area Suicide Support and Resources. So our Facebook page is Area Suicide Support and Resources, and our website is AssureMC, standing for Mercer County, .org. So AssureMC.org.
And is Assure, like, are there other Assures out there? No. Okay.
We are the only ones.
So we are a 501c3 also, and correct. We do, we chair or we partner up with the Mercer County Civic Foundation as a way to provide scholarships, as a way to fund the needs of the community and our organization.
Fantastic. And again, let's touch on the walk one more time. Mm-hmm. Marilyn, you're the expert here.
Okay, the Suicide Awareness Walk is going to be Saturday, September 7th. It's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Registration's at 8:30 a.m. And there's no cost involved. It's at the Mercer County Fairgrounds. And if you come in the old entrance with the brick pillars, just go straight ahead. You will see us there. We're not in the first building. We're the one to the left of it. I'm pretty sure it's the Mercer Junior County Junior Fair Board building.
You'll definitely find it when you get there. That's the one where all the people are.
And you can come any time during that. It's not, you don't necessarily have to be there between from 9 to 11. You can be there anytime.
So it's not that you know, you're going to stand there and make them walk 4.5 miles.
No, we're not blowing any whistles like phys ed or anything like that. It's not happening.
Well, I tell you what, we talked to a lot of groups on this show, and one thing that they all have in common is a passion for what they're doing, and that passion is so evident with all three of you.
Thank you.
And I can't think of a more worthy cause or something that in this day and age, I think your mental health is so out there, and it's underfunded, and
absolutely.
And I think you guys are doing your piece to try to help that.
Thank you. It's a tough subject, but somebody's got to talk about it.
Yeah. So, is there anything that we're missing?
No, but just probably emphasize again, 988.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in the scholarship or interested in anything that we've got going on, the scholarship you can get on, what's the website? It's in here somewhere. Sorry. Oh, she's got it. It's at Mercer County Civic FDN. .org, so like Mercer County Civic Foundation, and you can get online and fill out an application for the scholarship. If you have any questions or concerns or want to hear the Wright State kids speak at your organization, just get on our website and email info@assuremc.org.
And again, if you have challenges, if you need somebody to talk to, the 988 is just a great support opportunity to text, call, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 5 o'clock, it doesn't matter. Just get help, and if you need some help and you feel like it's not a comfortable conversation to have with a friend or a family member, they're going to be there to not judge you, but to listen.
And if you have you recently experienced someone close to you that has threatened or has committed suicide, you guys would love to help and assist
absolutely.
In those cases. So
absolutely.
Well, I tell you what, it was a very quick half hour, as it always is.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming, and hope that you got cool sunny weather for September 7th.
It's going to be sunny and 70.
Fantastic.
Rain or shine, we'll be there.
So we will take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk to the ladies from the Neurological Center right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858. We'll be right back.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year. Wayne IGA will be open from 10 to 2 on Memorial Day. There's a big celebration coming up on Labor Day weekend. The Wendoline Sports Club will be celebrating their 50th anniversary. Yes, it has been 50 years of this group of friends giving back to all the communities around the area. It's their annual Labor Day weekend with a few additions to help celebrate 50 years. As always, they'll have their kitty tractor pull, the horseshoe tournament, jumpy houses, and lots more. But they're going all out with great local bands on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. Dalton and Delaney on Friday night, The Driving Force on Saturday night, and Mora and the Boys on Sunday night. Their horseshoe tournament will kick off the festivities on Thursday evening. Lawnmower pulls will take place on Friday evening. Softball tournament Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Kitty tractor pull on Sunday evening, along with their famous barbecue chicken dinners, made right there on the grounds. Tickets are pre-sale only. Contact any member or call 419-375-4562. There will be several big raffles and some surprises, and many other founding members will be around all through the weekend. You don't want to miss this big celebration, Wendoline Sports Club's 50th anniversary, Labor Day weekend. Check their social media pages for updates and details. We are on, Jack. Sorry. I didn't give you enough heads up. I was chit-chatting too much. We are back on the air.
Neil, yep. We can't be.
Well, we are. Yeah, I know. I wasn't quite ready yet either. So, we have St. Peter Neurological. Well, not St. Peter Neurological Center anymore. Neurological Center at Burkittsville, I believe, is what it's kind of known as. Is that correct?
So, Neil, I had the perfect show going. We didn't make one mistake the first half hour.
Well, you didn't let me do any of it. Yep. Yes, I did. I did.
But we are here with the ladies from the Neurological Center at Burkittsville, formerly known as the St. Peter Neurological Center. So we've got Pat Greasup, Joan Kaiser, and what's your first name?
Zelda.
Sal?
Zelda Zizzleman.
Zelda. Well, hell, I would have never got that right. Zelda Poppleman, right?
Zizzleman.
Peppleman.
Zizzleman.
Zizzleman. Holy.
Two Z's.
See, I got these covering up my hearing aids.
What?
Yeah. Okay. And so how long have you ladies been involved with the Neurological Center? And Joan, I'll start with you.
So I've been there the entire 40 years.
The entire 40
years?
Yes.
We started on June 11th, 1984. We started with two patients and 11 volunteers. And slowly grew. By the end of that first summer, we had 8 or 9, 10 patients, and just grew very slowly. Everybody pooled their equipment that they had been using at home, the different patients, and kind of.
So let's talk about 40 years ago, okay? Fort Recovery had just done some different things with their schools, and they closed the St. Peter School, and a group got together and said, you know what, let's start this, right?
Sort of. So there's a center in Piqua, Ohio, and they are 10 years older than us, and most of your patients from Mercer County that had brain or spinal cord injury were driving down to Piqua and doing this particular program that we do. It's called the Patterning Program. And it started in Philadelphia in the 1940s. And so the Piqua Center picked up that program and started an outpatient clinic in 1972. And so the families around here, to do this patterning program, you had to go to Piqua or do it in your own home. And so we started off the Piqua Center, like these five patients on here. So I took care of Rick Sutter. Rick was from Sharpsburg. Yep. And Jim Hine. Jim and Rick were in car accidents in the 1970s. Jim's from Coldwater. That's Joan Werling. Joni grew up in Burkittsville. Sandy Haining was in an accident. She's from Coldwater. And Nancy Hardings was in a car accident from St. Henry. And all five of these young people and their families were driving to Piqua to do this. And it was Ed and Sally Werling's idea to start something up here. That was kind of their dream. And they got wind that the St. Peter School building was going to be closed down. It closed down, I believe it closed down at the end of the school year in 84. I think it only sat a month empty, and, you know, and this was all in the works for 6 months that we would be able to use it that first summer. And so we had to cut a deal with the parish. The Catholic parish owned the building. And they wanted to see somebody use the building. It's not good to sit empty. And we were looking for a place to start our center. So they said we could use the building rent-free as long as we paid the electric and heated it and things like that. And that's kind of how it all started.
So how did you become involved?
Well, so Rick and I, I was Rick's caregiver. I lived with Rick and his mother, and I had been taking him to Piqua, and so I was going to be taking him to our new center. And Teresa Hine, Jim Hine's mother, she wanted to bring Jim. We were going to, every day, 5 days a week, so we kind of started as the co-directors. We had a board meeting. Our attorney, John Hine, who used to work out of this building.
Yep.
John helped us get incorporated and tax exempt, and so we started a little board of trustees, and the board kind of looked around that night and said, we need somebody to oversee this, and it seemed obvious that Teresa Hine and I should do it because we were both going to be there, and that's, you know, long story short, that's how it all came about.
Fantastic. And Pat, how did you become involved?
Well, I was a tutor at the center for about 8 years, and now I'm on the board. I serve on the board of directors, yes.
And how long have you been involved?
Oh, well, how many years ago was that? Probably about 16 years now.
Plus you brought a little lady.
Oh, yeah, and I brought my aunt. Way back when it started in St. Peter, I brought a great aunt of mine to the center, too. So.
How cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of started, Joan, you were starting with younger people, but it's not just younger people that can benefit from this. Your great aunt, who obviously wasn't a youth.
Yes, there are patients from just tiny little babies all the way up to 100 years old. Mm-hmm. We had a real cute couple that was 100 years old, Charles and Ermal. And they came, their daughter brought them probably about 2 days a week just for exercise, they said. And they were just cute as can be,
Isn't that cool?
And then there was teenage, you know, and young adults, all ages came there,
And Zelda, how long have you been involved?
October will be 26 years.
Fantastic.
And I got involved because I have a son that graduated in 94, in June of 96, he was involved in a real bad accident. So my son, Terry, has come to the center over 20 years. And he lives alone now, and he's doing really well. So that's how I got involved. So
fantastic. So now we're 40 years later, okay, and we go from the first five patients to how many now?
And maybe how many overall, if you can, if you have that number over the 40 years, how many?
So we actually counted a couple years ago.
Good.
We were at 800.
Wow.
We've served over 800 children and adults in the last 40 years. Our weekly clientele right now fluctuates between 60 and 70, and we're full when we have 70.
Yeah.
Most of our patients come three times a week. Some come every day, but most of them three times a week. And every patient has to be evaluated, and they're asked to pay for that. There is a fee for that because we have to pay our evaluator. Once they're evaluated and there's a letter and a program that's written up, we ask every patient's physician to look the program over and just okay it. And then they can start, and it's free of charge from them on. They can come 2, 3, 4, 5 days a week and use all our equipment and our services. We have a wonderful group of volunteers that come in. Some activities take 5 people to, like, pattern. I'll let you talk about the volunteers, Zelda, what they do.
Yes, we have about 3 to 4 volunteers every day, and they just volunteer their time, and every day it's a different volunteer. So we have about 37 volunteers and about 8 subs that we can always, you know, pull from if someone cannot come in. And she was talking about the evaluator. Our evaluator comes from Spokane, Washington.
Every 2 months.
And yeah, about every 2 months. And she has evaluated, I don't know, maybe 10 new ones in the last few days that she's been there. So, you know, we're going to have more patients.
Yeah.
And they come from Indiana and different areas, St. Mary's, and so it's...
And so do each of these patients through this evaluator qualify for that program? I mean, for that, you talked about the patterning program.
To be a patient at our center, you have to have a neurological impairment. Parkinson's comes under that, cerebral palsy, a head injury from an accident, a blood clot from a stroke, a baby born with the cord around his neck and he loses oxygen, what we call ADD, Down syndrome. The real common one right now, the little kids.
MS.
Multiple sclerosis.
Yes, we have
ADHD.
ADHD, hyperactive.
Yep.
It's still not the word I'm looking for. The one you said when I was at your house today.
Autistic.
There's so much different.
Oh, yes.
Right.
There's a gigantic spectrum for that.
Exactly. But all of those diagnoses, if you want to bulk it all into one term, it's called brain injury. Or MS person, it's neurological. Somebody that breaks their spinal column, you know. All of that, as long as it's brain and spinal column injury, they are a candidate for our program. So if somebody calls and said, I had open heart surgery and I'm supposed to get some therapy and build stronger, that's not us.
Okay.
And this patterning, so our program, what it does is we put the person with the hurt brain back through the early stages of movement that we all did when we were born. Everybody rolled. Everybody army crawled across the floor, and then you crept on your hands and knees, then you stood and walked. And it's just the way the brain develops. And so we take our hurt people and we give them the opportunity to go back through those stages of movement because that activates brain cells. And that's what we want to do. We want to go after the unhurt brain cells and try to get them to, you know, to kick in and mature and do the functions then of the, you know, whatever they lost. Now,
fantastic.
When somebody's 80 or 90 years old, it's harder.
Yeah.
You know, there's arthritis. Maybe they've had open heart. They've had shoulder replacement. So it's a little harder to put them through some of this. The program might not be quite as aggressive.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more about the volunteers and then touch on the events that you've got lined up for the 40th anniversary. So we'll be back right after this.
Fors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Fors, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Fors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Fors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-85
Join us on September 22nd at 2 p.m. for a special tribute concert to the music of John Denver at the Elementary Middle School Auditoria, 865 Sharpsburg Road in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Washington State native Ted Vigil will perform the John Denver tribute concert to help the Opera House Committee raise funds for the ongoing renovation of the historic Opera House. John Denver, an iconic American songwriter and singer, captivated audiences in the 70s and 80s with his Grammy-winning hits such as Take Me Home, Country Roads, Sunshine on My Shoulders, and Rocky Mountain High. Experience the music that made John Denver a worldwide sensation. Tickets are available at the Tin Cupboard or Cout Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. For more information, please call 419-375-3034. Limited tickets may be available at the door on the day of the concert. So don't wait. Purchase your tickets now for Sunday, September 22nd, the John Denver Tribute Concert, benefiting the Fort Recovery Opera House.
Talking with the ladies from the Neurological Center at Burkittsville. And so let's talk about, Zelda, you had mentioned the number of volunteers that they have out there. So do you have enough volunteers? And what does a volunteer do? You know, because I don't know anything about the physical therapy part of things. So if you could share that, that would be interesting.
Okay, so the room that I work in is mostly where all the volunteers come. And so we might have 15, 16 patients of the morning and maybe that many in the afternoons. And some of them, they come back two or three times. So you're just table to table all morning. And so they help at the table to pattern, which that consists of all four limbs and turning the head. And so if one person can't come in, we, like I said, we have subs. And so, but we have great volunteers in our area, and we're very, very lucky, because if the staff had to do it, then, you know, they would only,
that's
a lot. And we have about 10 volunteers or staffs right now, and some's part-time, but yeah. So we open at 8:30 to 4:00. Okay. So,
and the staff, is that mainly physical therapist assistants, or, you know, who is the staff?
Well, by staff, the paid staff.
Yeah.
So there's, like she said, there's five of us that work full-time, and we are paid by the center. And there's five part-time that work a couple days a week. So we oversee the operation. We train the families, show them how to take care of, how to do the therapy on their loved one. What I wanted to say, so they get evaluated, and then they start, and it's free of charge. And that partly is because they have to bring a helper with them. They have to recruit, whether it's their spouse, their parent, they have to bring a person with them into the building, and that person is responsible for them. They have to pitch in on every activity. And then we as the staff, and then these weekly volunteers, again, like Zelda said, patterning takes five people. So the patient brings one, and then we have three volunteers, morning and three more in the afternoon, and then our staff, you know, one or two of us, and we make five, and we get them patterned. Patterning takes about 3 minutes. You're moving all the limbs at the same time, and some come back in the room three or four times in the morning for, you know, several sessions of this. So, yeah, the volunteers are fantastic.
Yeah.
Most of them are of the retired generation.
Mm-hmm.
They lift legs and help. Sometimes we do a four-man lift to get a patient on the table. It, mm-hmm. it just depends.
Let me ask you something real quick. If somebody did want to volunteer, number one, do you need volunteers? And number two, is it physical? Can it? Can virtually anybody do it? Now, you wouldn't want all four of your volunteers to be 90 years old, but can, I'm sure a 90-year-old person can at least
We've actually
help.
Had 90-year-olds, but...
Yeah.
But
not all four of them trying to lift somebody.
Yeah. It's not, nobody lifts anybody alone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody lifts anybody alone. You're mostly, you have to be able to lift an arm or a leg. If a mm-hmm. patient's laying on their back on the table, let's say an adult man,
mm-hmm.
we need people that can lift their arm up and down and lift a leg up and down. And so most of our, and do mm-hmm. we need volunteers? We always need volunteers.
Yeah.
Okay.
You never turn a volunteer down.
And we also have two tutors. The tutors, they do speech therapy for some of them, vision. So we have a lot of clients, so it takes two tutors to get people in 20-25 minutes each.
The tutors help with the cognitive mm-hmm. and memory skills and reading and math and all of, and tell them a little bit about what they do in the other rooms too, and besides just the patterning room, Joe. There's all kinds of
things. So we have equipment all through the building, parallel bars. We have the monkey bars, okay? They have to stand to get them out of the wheelchair. You stand them up and get them straight. We have an in-ground trampoline. Our supine ladder is great to get a stroke arm going again. It's a giant, it's 16 foot, it's all made locally, okay? Donated. It's a big slide. And it's got a ladder over it. And so you're laying on your back, and you put the paralyzed hand on one of the rungs of the ladder. And this is motorized. We can tilt the whole machine downward, so gravity helps them. So if they just have a little movement in their arm, with the help of gravity, they can start pulling. And it's done a great job getting those stroke arms back.
Wow.
And there's just, we have exercise bikes. A walking machine that we can, again, it was built by a local retired gentleman. We kind of told him what we were looking for. And it isn't that we can just take any piece of equipment. It has to be something that our evaluator is going to incorporate in their program.
Mm.
But the basis of our program is patterning them, where you're feeding the message in. We move their arms and legs, and then you put them down on the floor. We want them to roll, crawl, creep. If you're 60 years old and you had a stroke, you need to roll, move your body, maneuver it, use your limbs, crawl on your belly like the Marines do, army crawling. It develops the brain.
Yeah.
And creeping on the hands and knees. And we all did that when we were born.
Yeah.
Nobody told us to do it. It's just the way the brain develops. So
right.
Tell them about the what's in the cafeteria. We have a
So we have a beautiful, so we added on. We did a big capital campaign in 2016. We wanted to add on to the building.
That was that long ago?
Yeah.
It seemed like yesterday, but I know that was.
Well, it took 2 years to build this new addition. So yeah. It opened in 2019. But a local supporter, he wanted to purchase something for this new addition. And it was the dream of our evaluator to have a walking track, a track put in the ceiling, and the cables come down, mm-hmm. and it hooks to a harness, and the patients can get harnessed in, and they can stand up. You can't fall, okay? And they can practice walking without any canes, walkers, and they can't fall because they're strapped in, and it's been a great piece of equipment.
And probably less than body weight on their legs.
Well, you actually...
Is it suspended a little bit, or...
If you have to, mm-hmm. you can. And we've done that to make it easier. But most of them, we want them weight-bearing.
Yeah. Oh, and, that's really good.
So
I'll tell you what, we're going to take one more break, and we're going to come back and talk about the festivities, because we're going to celebrate you guys doing this for 40 years. So we're going to come back and talk about it.
And there's the chair. There's the chairwoman right there.
Oh, all right. We'll be back right after this.
The Athletic Hall of Fame is now taking nominations for its 2025 Hall of Fame class. They are no longer doing the nominations by committee, but instead, they're seeking nominations from the public, so you are welcome to nominate a former Fort Recovery athlete, coach, or administrator for the Athletic Hall of Fame. The nomination forms are available at the high school office or online at fortrecoveryathletics.org and must be turned in by Sunday, September 1st. The Hall of Fame ballots will then be mailed to all active Fort Recovery Booster Club members, and the public is welcome to join the Athletic Boosters Club, and you'll also be allowed to vote. The Class of 2025 Hall of Fame will be announced later this year, and the induction ceremony will take place on Saturday, January 25th, before the boys' varsity basketball game against Mississinewa Valley. Again, the public is invited to nominate former athletes, coaches, and administrators for the 2025 Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame. Ballots available at the high school office and online at fortrecoveryathletics.org. Nominations are due by Sunday, September 1st. The Center for Neurological Development in Burkittsville will be celebrating their 40th anniversary on Sunday, September 8th from 2 to 6 p.m. The facility has been serving impaired children and adults who, because of damage to their brain cells, suffer from physical, cognitive, speech, visual, and/or perceptual handicaps, and most of us know someone who has benefited from treatment there. They invite the public to stop by their facility and help them celebrate 40 years of helping people all around the area. You can take a self-guided tour of the facility, and there will be lots of entertainment, along with drinks and hors d'oeuvres. Bugaboo the Clown will be there, and there will be live music by the Green DeVilles. Join the Center for Neurological Development on Sunday, September 8th from 2 to 6, as they celebrate their 40th anniversary of improving the quality of life for the citizens of our area.
I pointed at you, Jack.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes, I did. Maybe you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me point, did you?
I didn't hear you point. We're back. We're talking to Joan Patton and Zelda from the, I almost said from the St. Peter Neurological Center. But so, you know what? That was 40 years ago. And you want to celebrate that, and I think the whole community wants to help you celebrate that. So, Pat, why don't you tell us what's going on with the anniversary party?
Okay. Well, like I said, Joan has been helping people, and she's dedicated her life to the center for 40 years, and along with Zelda for 20-some, and, well, close to 30, I guess. And I just thought, we can't let this go by without having an anniversary party.
Yeah.
So on September 8th, which the commercial just told you, but I'll say it again, from 2 to 6 p.m., we're going to have you can walk through the building. You can take a self-guided tour. And then we're going to have drinks and hors d'oeuvres and a band playing outside and a clown and just... fun and fellowship for everybody to come and talk and visit and and enjoy themselves.
And to show off what you guys do and talk about the progress. And
the tour is going to be an awesome tour. So we want to make sure everybody gets through the building to see what all goes on there, you know, on a daily basis. Yep. So.
Well, and I tell you what, in this case, if there's ever a building and a project that is truly community built, this is it. I mean, this is like the people coming to see what they've helped create.
You're right, yes, because it's run strictly on donations.
Yeah.
So it is the work of everyone in all the surrounding counties. And
so this is Sunday,
September 8th.
Touch on those again.
Okay, Sunday, September 8th. From 2 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't have anything to do, or even if you do have something to do, you can cancel it and head out to Burkittsville and spend an hour or two and just kind of help not only celebrate, but you know, kind of recognize the people that have given so much to this place. A couple of which are sitting right here, right, Pat?
That's right. Yeah. Very, very correct, yes.
Yeah. So Joan, I'm going to ask you kind of a really stupid question, okay?
My favorite.
Why? Why did you spend your lifetime doing what you're doing?
So I came down here because of Rick Sutter.
Yes.
And, you know, he played an enormous, well, we were like family.
You were his nurse, right?
Well, I came down as his caregiver. And Rick wanted to get better. He never, you know, Rick never pried the blues or he wanted to get better. And his mom wanted him to get better. And so when we, again, heard about this, we took Rick to Philadelphia. Before we even knew about the Piqua Center. And he responded. Now, one thing we haven't said, what you have to remember is when you need long-term therapy, insurance doesn't go long-term. So most of our patients have been through conventional therapy, but it runs out. The insurance runs out, and it's where do you go from here? And that happened to Rick. It happened to Jim. It happened to all of them. And it's just, for me, it's been, I wouldn't trade any of it, okay? There was some, you know, hard times, years, and if Rick could have never had that accident, that would have been great, but it's what God permitted, and I thank the Lord that I met him. I met him, I worked in a rehab hospital where he was a patient. He was sent 2.5 hours away back in the 1980s.
Yeah.
And so when his mom hired me to come down here, it changed my life. And starting this, well, Rick, definitely. And we met friends, you know, I consider everybody at the center my friends and support group. It was just a little bit of everything. But we did not know this was going to happen when we opened that center. We didn't know it would last 40 years. And our board has done a fantastic job just answering the calls that it came over the years. You know, what's the best thing to do? Oh, we had a nice donation made. What's the best thing to do with that money? How can we help our patients? And that was always the goal. Our patients come first, and we want to keep it free of charge. And for 40 years, because of this great area, we pay all our bills through the private sector donated monies.
That's incredible. So let's, and I don't know if I'm putting anybody on the spot. So you mentioned that the board has done a great job. Who is the board? You know, I think they deserve some recognition.
Well, there's 12 of us. So Randy Wendell is our president. He's from Fort Recovery. You're going to have to help me with these. Gary Diller from Coldwater.
Sandy Overman.
Sandy Overman from Fort Recovery.
Pat Gulemake.
Pat Uhlenhag from St. Henry.
Dave Kaiser.
Dave Kaiser from St. Henry.
Originally from Fort Recovery.
You're right. Yes, you're right. Mike Hillsman from St. Henry.
Yep.
Bob Homan from St. Henry.
Sarah Flanner.
Sarah Flanner from...
She grew up in Burkittsville.
Yeah. Okay, from Burkittsville. Okay. Oh, I don't want to forget anybody.
I know. What are we up to, guys?
Yeah, that's why... He usually doesn't do gotcha questions, but he did say...
I should have brought my list.
He did preface it with, I'm going to maybe put somebody on the spot.
Dave Hemmelgarn from North Star. Renee Purpose from Minster.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That might be all.
And there's been plenty of other ones in the past that were on there. Just that has had just tremendous amounts of support, emotionally, just spoken word and financial. Great example of that is, he just said, we're going to have to build on. We need some money. And so people gave money. I mean,
it's kind of neat.
That doesn't happen anywhere else.
I know. In Mercer County, it sure does. Yeah.
Diane Segrist.
Oh, and Diane Segrist for recovery.
Yeah.
Sorry, Diane.
I'm still missing too.
Yeah. But they know who they are, and most of them probably aren't doing it to try to get any recognition for it.
Right.
Bob Homan.
And it's kind of neat that, at the very beginning you mentioned, I think, that Ed and Sally Whirling, kind of helped generate.
They were two of the five founders, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it's just so cool. When a single person doesn't think that they can make a difference, not true.
No.
Yeah, it really isn't. So, and again, let's touch on the biggies here. September 8th, correct? From 2 to 6.
From 2 to 6 p.m., yes. Come to the Neurological Center in Burkittsville. It's on the main street. Probably the biggest building there besides the church.
Yes.
Former school building.
Yeah.
And you also failed to mention Bugaboo the Clown is also going to be there.
Oh, well then.
So.
Well, he was, but now Bugaboo...
Bugged
canceled,
out?
And now we have another clown coming instead.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
And that's Jack Stockler. So.
Yeah.
Ladies, I tell you what, you've taught us a lot about the neurological center. For those of you out that don't want to donate your time or your money, I can't think of a better place to spend either of them.
Right.
So
helping people.
We wish you sunny skies and cooler temperatures on September 8th.
Thank you.
And thank you for everything you guys have done.
Well, thank you for having us here.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
We're happy to have you.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, we're going to take a quick break.
Yep, we'll do some rocker stuff.
We're going to come back, and you know what? So I don't get in trouble. We're going to make rocker part of sports talk.
Oh.
So that we can say that sports talk got started at like 8:15.
Oh, we're late, aren't we?
Okay. So we'll be back with insight and sports talk and rocker right after this. Hi, Rock.
Hi, Jack.
So, Wuro, are you paying attention back there?
Yes.
If you could live the life that Joan Kaiser has. I can't think of a person that would be more greeted to the pearly gates than what Joan is.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, all of those volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them had family members involved and saw what great progress was made with just what they do. And it's incredible.
Yeah. Very cool. Rocker.
Yes.
What's your top 10 list tonight?
There is no top 10.
What?
On this day in pop culture.
So you throw me a curveball.
Yes. Well, I figured I want to save those back. I got a crap ton of them, so that we're good.
All right.
So August 27, 1955, Guinness World Records publishes their first book of records.
Awesome.
1955.
70 years old, almost.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not in any of them.
So if, like, you were going to try to set a Guinness record, what would it be?
Carrying Bill Stalger's booty for 20 years.
That's probably not a good category for them. They probably won't recognize that.
Well,
hi, Bobby.
Hello. 1964, Mary Poppins premieres in New York.
Oh, yeah. So, here we go. Little Mary Poppins.
1964?
Yes.
Jim Cherie. A sweep is as lucky as lucky can be.
Sing along, Jack.
Jim Cherie. Good luck, we're above when I shakes as with you.
We still got Dick.
And that's lucky, too. He's 98.
Dick Van Dyke.
98, 99?
Yeah, how old is he? Julie Andrews is still alive.
Yep.
So we got both of them.
Yep.
Dick Van Dyke's still alive.
Yes.
Yep. Dancing.
Is he 100? I know he's way up there.
Yeah, he's like 95.
Yeah, he's in far better shape than I am.
Yes, he is.
Probably still dance better than everybody.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely can dance better than me.
I didn't take much.
August 28th, 19... Oh, there we go.
See, you can't read your writing. 1898.
Pepsi is rebranded as Pepsi Cola.
What is?
Pepsi. Okay, Bill.
Pepsi.
Oh, Pepsi is rebranded as Pepsi Cola.
Yeah. Now, I don't know why the cola makes that much difference, but it
because they were trying to compete with Coca-Cola.
Yeah. And it works for me because I can't stand Coke.
I can't stand Pepsi.
Word.
Let's have a fight. Let's battle it out.
I like my odds.
Do you think you can tell the difference?
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Nope.
Because when they did those tests back in the day...
I'm not talking about.
Oh, no! You got your beak in the trough now. I'm gonna finish this little puppy dance. When they did those Pepsi challenges back in the day,
yeah,
the Coke would be warm and flat, and the Pepsi would be all sparkly and cold. Yeah, that's a rigged operation.
Yeah, so Coke's better.
Yes.
That's why everybody likes Coke instead of Pepsi.
Now follow this one. 1963, the I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, that really?
It was in August?
I bet you weren't there for that one, were you?
No, but I listened to it live.
I bet you did.
Yeah. They
What would you have been? Six?
Nine?
I was born.
So, what did you listen to it on? Was it broadcast live on, like,
YouTube?
CBS? On YouTube.
Yeah. In
1963. Okay.
I find that hard to believe.
In my Jack, third grade classroom.
Your pants just caught on fire.
On fire? They're putting the whole place out.
Coach Niekamp is waiting to get on.
I didn't start
Quit
this.
Talking about
I didn't start this drain. You did.
Okay.
Since in the daytime.
Oh boy. I hope it's me again.
We haven't done this in a while. And the winner is Jill Ranley.
Jill Ranley.
Jill Ranley.
She's won it five times.
Yeah, she deserves it every time.
And she had to deal with my little deal the other week. So she hands down.
Yep.
Yeah. Celebrity birthday time.
Celebrity birthdays.
From yesterday, Chandler Wilson is 55.
Who?
Grey's Anatomy. That's for the women. That's a woman. They're genius. Oh. It's like, sure, Bill ain't here. Aaron Paul, 45.
Well, is that another Grey's Anatomy thing?
Breaking Bad.
Oh. Well then.
Never heard of him.
He's saying that's Mrs. Jones.
Oh, that's Billy Paul.
That seems about right.
No, I think he makes the fish sticks.
Now this
that's
one, Mrs. Paul. That's his, that's Billy Paul's wife.
This one you should know.
Okay.
Or at least in the ballpark. Tuesday Weld is 81.
Ooh, I liked her.
Back in the 60s.
Nope. No, it's not Wednesday. It's Tuesday Weld. She was hot.
Who?
She was hot.
Thank you, Neil, for...
She was.
By the way...
Who's hot?
Oh, God.
Granny on Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, they showed the picture of her early. That? Yeah.
And Ethel Mertz off of Jackie Gleason?
No.
No.
Oh, Isle of Lucy. Ethel Mertz wasn't that pretty, ever.
No.
Yes.
No.
She was a beauty queen.
She I'm serious work. About Granny. She was
yeah.
a drinker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ethel. Put yeah. your clothes on. Huh? She was a drinker.
Yeah, Ethel.
Today's birthdays.
But it was too late. She already got a free show.
Today's birthdays. We'll make this quick.
You haven't done anything quick yet.
Shania Twain is 59.
Well,
there you go.
Now there's hot.
Okay.
Canadian hot.
Okay.
Nothing.
Oh, so 73 degrees, that's Canadian hot.
Hmm. Jack Black is 55.
Hmm. Okay.
I had a big Jack Black.
Irene Ryan.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Hard as a carb for 50 some years.
Don't worry about it,
right? Look up Ethel Mertz Beauty Queen.
Not right now.
Jason Priestley is 55, and Leanne Rimes turns 42, and My Dog and Pony Show's over with.
You wait. Oh, local so birthdays.
Lonesome. I don't have any.
Shane what? Stein. Shane Stein today.
Them's the most important local yeah. birthdays.
I'm on Facebook.
Now, Jack did mention one earlier.
JoJo Kanapke.
Yep, JoJo Kanapke.
Hey.
Bobby's granddaughter.
Yes.
Have you got any chance of getting back on Facebook?
I don't care.
You're pissed.
They had their chance and blew it.
So you're out.
I ain't jumping through their hoops.
You're not?
Nope.
So like, are you on X or anything?
No, I
he is on Triple X.
He's on Hamster.
What?
Hamster. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what that means.
Well...
You know,
I'm down and out of here. Thing.
So stay tuned, everybody.
Sports talk.
Rocker, are you going to be here next week?
I should be on one.
Very good. Stay tuned, everybody, for sports talk.
Yeah, right on time.
Back in right after this.